400 viewers logged on last night to hear Baltimore City School CEO Sonia Santelises and her leadership team answer questions about the city's distance learning during the COVID-19 crisis. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden has more.
Santelises praised her team of administrators and educators for the work they've done in the last few weeks to get the city students connected to their teachers. Calling it a heavy lift would be an understatement, she said.
We launched, frankly, in record time, a full distance learning platform, complete with initial lessons that we are televising through cable TV.
Early on, she said, they focused on providing access to food, something many families rely on the schools to provide. A few days later, they set up online learning with Google Classroom and Blackboard Collaborative. They also created take-home work packets for students who can't get online. Santelises said they're trying to compensate, but acknowledged it's not ideal.
We know that, that learning at home in this kind of context is not as robust as we would all want it to be.
There are other learning tools like Eureka, Wit and Wisdom, Kami, First in Math, and Khan Academy. But parents and students felt it was a lot to deal with. Janice Lane, Executive Director of Teaching and Learning, told families there's a homework hotline for students and parents.
Our goal right now is continued learning for students. We are well aware that moving to virtual learning is not just new for our students, but it's really new for our families, it's new for our teachers, it's new for our school leaders.
But one person wrote in, "My kids are in night school due to having one computer and one tablet, and me, I'm working during the day. How can they qualify for a device?" Michael Rading works in IT for the district. He said based on a survey that went out to families, he thinks the school system now has enough Chromebooks to meet the students' needs.
So we have devices in schools that we are redeploying to students as part of this effort. In addition to that, the district has procured over 10,000 Chromebooks, which are also being deployed to schools. And so we're in high schools right now, and we're going to shift to elementary schools and middle schools as we go into next week.
But one viewer said the online learning platform the teachers use kicks off people who are logged on through their phones. So it's unclear whether that family and others in the same boat will be counted as in need of a Chromebook. Families had other questions, like, will there be school in the summer? Right now, no, but stay tuned. Will school start earlier come fall? Not sure. And a big question on everyone's mind, is the work being graded? Again, Santelises.
We are right now finalizing what our grading policy will be as a district, but to complete it as if it is going to count, and then we'll get to the details later.
As of April 13th, she said, more than 41,000 students were logging in to online learning. And overall, 75% to 80% of the students are connecting either with online access or work-at-home packets. But it's been hard for students and parents to keep up. As one parent put it, we're having our kids cook, clean, read, and play as we try not to lose our jobs. I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting for 88.1 WYPR.